And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. French President Emmanuel Macron decided to call a snap election following a bruising loss to the far right in a European Parliament ballot. Reuters' Christy Kilburn has more.
It's a roll of the dice on his political future and could offer the far right a shot at real power. Macron's stature has been diminished since he lost his absolute majority in Parliament 2 years ago. Discussing the snap election call, a source close to Macron said there was a chance he could win back a majority by taking everyone by surprise. But they added that if Marine Le Pen's far-right National Rally, or RN, does take over, the gamble is that the next 3 years would demonstrate their incompetence to voters and undermine their bid for the presidency in 2027.
Christy Kilburn for Reuters. Israeli forces killed four Palestinians in a arrest raid Monday night, according to Palestinian officials. Israel's border police said in a statement that forces had arrived at a building to arrest suspects from an attempted attack earlier in the day. As they closed in, the statement said four suspects tried to escape in a vehicle by running over security officers. The officers opened fire and killed them. Hamas welcomed a UN Security Council resolution backing a plan for a ceasefire in Gaza on Monday, saying it is ready to cooperate with mediators over implementing the principles of the plan. A Palestinian presidential spokesperson said that the presidency is with any resolution that calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and preserves Palestinian land unity. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.